In Deniliquin in southern New South Wales, the once thriving agricultural centre is in slow decline, and many residents say the Murray-Darling Basin plan's got at least something to do with that. Now, fed up with inaction by the major political parties, some are turning to a voice who is listening to their concerns. Tom Eagledon travelled to Deniliquin for this report.
It's dusk in Deniliquin, and the Edward River, fringed by native forest, glows orange under a spectacular sunset. Two teenage boys returning from a fishing trip motor their boat up to the ramp at the sandy bank on a bend in the river, a stone's throw from the town centre. Their dad, Matt Kiley's there with a boat trailer. He's a teacher at the local high school where he sees signs of the town's decline.
I've been at the school now for nearly 15 years. When I first started, we were at about 750 kids, and now we're down to just over 500, about 525.
And how much do you reckon that's got to do? I mean, a lot of people here blame those sorts of changes on things like the Murray-Darling Basin plan. How much do you think it's got to do with it?
I think it's probably got a little bit to do with it. You know, water is a big part of the community around here.
Others go much further.
Good to see you, sir.
Later that evening, AM catches up with a group of local agribusiness owners and farmers sharing stories over beers and a fire.
G'day. Tom James. From the ABC. Nice to meet you, James.
Good,
thanks for having us.
No worries.
Farmbroker James Sides' anger toward the Murray-Darling Basin plan runs as hot as the coals in the fire pit.
Until the government is willing and able to provide the evidence that we are environmental vandals and we can sustain our food production to feed all these whinging bastards in the cities for the next 100 years without only half the amount of water, well, give us the proof we can do that. Because what I think our community is telling you, and this is not just the farmers, we can't survive with any more erosion of our water.
Good families say the group are moving out as jobs dry up, and they say left behind is welfare dependency and increasing use of the drug ice.
What's the common denominator? It seems to be all these little river towns that were highly productive irrigation communities prior to the plan being implemented. Now we're all bloody drug towns.
Local police refuse AM's request for an interview but tell us on the phone that ice use isn't worse than any other regional town. But back at the fireside, they're feeling ignored, powerless and desperate for help. That frustration's not universal. Some locals are prepared to speak up for the environmental benefits of the plan. Local bottle shop owner Troy Bright's also the head of Deniliquin's Fishing Association.
I fished since I was about 5 or 6 years old and never caught my first Murray cod till I was 18. So, and now they're just plentiful. So obviously the environmental water, the scientists, the agencies are doing the right thing. So they're on the right path.
The president of the Deniliquin Anglers Association, Troy Bright, ending Tom Eagledon's report.